This week's Parsha is Parsha's Emor, live from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, from our hot spot in Katzefet, in our room. We are now, Baruch Hashem, enjoying a special Mashnig in Dvar Torah, the coveted Parsha's Emor. Emor is a beautiful Parsha, as I'm sure you've hopefully begun to see Shnayim Mikra. The first part of the Parsha talks about the Kohanim, primarily, and the second part of the Parsha talks about the Moadim, the Yom Tovim. And it goes, it begins with Shabbos, and then it talks about Pesach, Sfiras Omer, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur Sukkos. It goes through the calendar like we discussed actually in pre-shir. Shout out for pre-shir just a couple of days ago. Okay, now, there's a very, very, what you may call a sore thumb. That sticks out like a sore thumb, actually, in the middle of the Parsha of the Moadim. Let me explain what I mean. We began. Shabbos is the introduction to Yom Tov, it says. And then comes Pesach. And then Sfiras Omer, Shavuos. And right after Shavuos, the Torah has the following strange insertion. The Torah says, this is Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Beis. Very easy to remember. 23-22. Right after Shavuos, it says, Uvekutz Rechem Es Ketzir Atzachem. And when you cut the harvest, when you cut the produce from your land, don't remove entirely the corner of your field when you cut it, and don't gather all the gatherings, all the things that you drop along the way, rather, leave them over for the ani, for the poor person, and for the ger, ani Hashem Elokeinu, I am Hashem Elokeinu. My friends, what's so glaring about this pasuk is the following. We're talking about Yontif straight. Yontif, 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 Yontif. And all of a sudden there's a mitzvah of tzedaka, a mitzvah of peah, a corner of your field, leket. Leket means when you're gathering things in and things fall down, leave them alone for the ani. What in the world is this doing here? It's so out of place. It doesn't make sense at all. Now, maybe on the pshat level, you would suggest on the pshat level. And the reason why it's here is because it's telling us you're cutting your field. Shavuos is Chag HaKatzir. So it's also telling us about tzedakah while you're cutting your field for Shavuos, which might be the pasuk pshat. But I think there's a deeper message, fellas, which is lying over here. I think I want to try to share with you this afternoon here. Listen carefully, my friends. The idea is as follows. Shavuos, which is around the corner, less than 3 weeks away, is the time we have the Torah. Zman Matan Torah Seina. Torah is incredible. Torah is the word of Hashem. Torah is awesome. But besides Torah being the word of Hashem, Torah is supposed to make us into better people. It's supposed to make us into more sensitive people. It's supposed to make us into more thoughtful people. It's supposed to refine us and make us more refined individuals. That's the goal. That's the objective of Torah. And therefore, the Torah is telling us over here, immediately following Shavuos, which is Kabbalah HaTorah, Torah is supposed to have an impact upon you right away. You're cutting your field, don't forget about the aniyim. You're having a nice yontif, don't forget about those that are less fortunate. Because Torah is supposed to make us more sensitive. Torah is supposed to make us into better people. All the Torah that we're learning is supposed to make us into people that think about other people, that care for other people, that are more refined in everything that we do. That's the goal, that's the objective of what Torah is supposed to be about. I want to share with you a beautiful story that I saw yesterday. And then a gorgeous Gemara, one of my favorite Gemaras in Shas, and then we'll call it a shmooze. The story was told that it was told over about Shlomo Hyman. Shlomo Hyman, anybody ever heard of Shlomo Hyman here? No. Shlomo Hyman was the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas in America. Very, very chashuv yeshiva in America, in Brooklyn. And he passed away very young. He was in his late 50s. And he was married. He never had children of his own. And obviously all the many, many Talmidim, we treated like his children. But biological children he never had. So if you can imagine, the shiva was a very, very lonely thing. His wife the Alman and his wife are sitting Sheva, that's it. There were no children sitting Sheva, but the Talmidim came, and they made Minyanim in the house for during the Sheva, and they came to comfort, to be Menachem, Avel, the wife of Shlomo Hyman. Fine. One day after davening, the Rebbetzin comes out. She says, I want to tell you guys something. I want to tell you something about your Rebbe, who you're sitting Shiva for right now. I want to tell you something about Shlomo Hyman, what he was about. So they're like, wow, their ears, they're cupping their ears, they're trying to listen to every word she has to say. Wow, what's she going to say about a Rebbe they don't know already? She says, you understood that we were married for over 25 years, we never had children. You can imagine, she said, that was probably very, very difficult. You can imagine that there were probably times where if a person was going through that, so he would be down, depressed. Maybe it would take a damper on the relationship. Maybe you know, he would take it out, his frustration out on me. I want to tell you right now, I'm going to testify. Maybe he was a great Rebbe. I never saw him in Shir, she said, give Shir. But I had the privilege of being married to him for the last more than 25 years with this unbelievable Nisayon of not being able to have children. I could tell you that not once in all those years that we were married, did he ever take out any of his ill feelings? Did he ever express anything that was not positive? Did he do anything less than accept with love the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wasn't supposed to have children? So there were times that I was out late, I would come home to the house, you'd expect it was Rosh Shiva, I come back to the house, and there would be cookies on the table, two cups of coffee waiting for me. So we'd have a hot cup of coffee together. Later when I came back from the house, she said, he was great as a Rebbe for sure, but as a husband, he was unbelievable. He took such good care of me. He never ever expressed signs of yeush, of despair, of sadness about anything. She said, I want you to understand that that's who Rebbe was. That's what Torah is. Torah is not just intellectual. Torah is not just, okay, I have a nice svara, a nice pshat in a Rambam, a good idea, a nice dvar Torah. Torah is supposed to make us into people that are sensitive, that are caring, that are refined, that think about others constantly in everything that we do. And I want to share with you one Gemara that I think is one of the most beautiful Gemaras in Shas. I can't say that because I've been through Shas, I have not been through Shas. Of the Gemaras that I've seen in Shas, it's one of the most beautiful Gemaras. The Gemara says, listen to this Gemara, please, my friends. And more important than listening to this Gemara, let's try as much as we can to live this Gemara. Says the Gemara, V'yahavta eitz Hashem Elokecha. It's a Gemara in Maseches Yuma, and that, Pevav Miral. V'yahavta eitz Hashem Elokecha. Translate, please. V'yahavta eitz Hashem Elokecha. Lo Hashem. Says the Gemara. That's what it means on pshat level. Says the Gemara, no. You know what it really means? Sheyehei Shem Shemayim. That the name of Hashem should be Mis'ahiv Al Yadecha. It should be beloved through you. When people meet up with you, they should love Hashem more from the encounter that they had with you. Shehei Korei Vishona says the Gemara, you should learn Torah, you should chazer. U'mishamish tamid racham, you should, like we've been learning the sugyas in the Gemara recently, you should serve, you should take care of the needs of the Nerachamim. V'yemasau matano benachas marbios. And you should interact with people in the world benachas, pleasantly. Says the Gemara, you know what happens when that happens? If you learn a lot, and you're mishamish Nerachamim, and you act pleasantly with people, says the Gemara, Mahabrios, almost love it. You know what people say about that person? This is what they say. Ashrei Aviv Shalimdo Torah. What a lucky father he had. What a happy father he had that taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabo. Praised is his Rebbe that taught him Torah. Oy lehem labriyo shalom de Torah. Nebuch. How unfortunate are those people that did not learn Torah. Ploni Shalamat Torah, this person who learned Torah. Ru'u si kama na'im diracha. Look how pleasant he is. Look how sweet he is. Kama mesukanim ma'asav. Look how his actions are so refined. So perfect, so close to perfection. Allah Akas of Umar regarding him, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer li avdi ata, he is my Eved. He is an Eved Hashem. Yisrael Asher Becha Espire. The Jewish people that I am glorified with you. And the world says the flip side. A person learns a lot of Torah, but he doesn't act refined. Doesn't act nicely. Isn't a mensch when he goes out to the street. You know what everyone says about him? Oy, look, he learned Torah. Look at his ways. Look how unrefined he is. Truth be told, we're in yeshiva, and as such, we're held to a higher standard. Like it or not. Like it or not. People look at us differently. We're a ben yeshiva. Even if you came to Israel, you didn't do too much with your year, which is not anybody in the room right now. Not at all. No one in this room like that, chas v'shalom. Everyone came to a lot of this year, Baruch Hashem. But even if you didn't do a lot with your year, people will say, ah, he's a ben yeshiva. How come he's not acting nicely? Someone like him, I expect more from you. I have to end with the following painful story. Last Friday, I was in Rabbi Shemesh. I went to get my son's stuff from the cleaners. And there was a bus in front of it that was stuck, and I was stuck to watch this very, very sad thing. Unfortunately, someone from the local neighborhood, not in my house, and one of the neighboring neighborhoods of my house, wasn't so interested in the Israeli flag. I was in a car. And he walked by and took off the flag. And the woman who was on the car was very, very, very upset. Very upset. And she expressed it. And unfortunately, I had to see this. It was very sad for me to see. She was really, really livid. And among the things she said was, you learned Torah? And this is how you act? Among the things she said. That was the nicest thing that she said, unfortunately. There are things that she said that I can never repeat. I wouldn't want to repeat. The nicest thing that she said, but the most painful thing she said was, you learn Torah, this is how you act. So of course we're held to a higher standard, for sure. Abosai. That's the message of Shavuos, which is coming up. That's the message of Leket, Peah, and Shukha, coming right after Shavuos. To tell us, of course, whatever we're doing this year, and the rest of our lives, as we, Yirtzeh Hashem, grow in our learning of Torah, it's not meant to be just a mental exercise. It's not meant to be just accruing knowledge up here. It's meant to be information that becomes part of us, that we live, that in every action that we do, people say, wow, this is how a person who learns Torah acts. I want to be like him. I want to work on myself to become better like that. That's the message the Torah is suggesting over here. We should be zocher b'ritz Hashem to slowly but surely climb the ladder, rungs on the ladder, to be privileged to be, as the Gemara describes, Yisrael Asher B'chal Espa'er, the Jewish people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proud of, gets nachas from, Mishu B'zocha, please God, to become people who not only learn Torah, but live the Torah as well. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Shabbos.